It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Follow the socials at Jones and Mego.
Check it out in the Jones and Mego page as well. You can vote in the big Q at 2 and then see Arkansas AI renderings of Mego bathing in a chicken pot pie with Marcus Smart.
This is Jones and Mego on WEEI.
We're very happy. What this organization means to us is the world. They trusted me from day one. I still remember that meeting in at the Palace in New York with Dave of the group. They doubled down on me in 21 after everything that happened. And, you know, from 17, we've been talking for a little bit here. And talking to Angelica, Camila, just this is home for us. You know, people can speculate, whatever, you know, and there were a lot of conversations in the offseason, during the season, that this might happen or he wants to get paid, whatever. I just want to be happy and comfortable. You know, the baseball part of it, I feel very comfortable that where we at right now and where we're going is what I want. I've been talking to Craig for a little bit here, and you know, there were two things that, you know, I wanted. I want to win, and I want security for my family, and we have accomplished both.
Alex Cora on Wednesday telling reporters only wants two things. He wants to win, and he wants security for his family, take care of his family. And, well, they've won a fair amount, you know, good amount in this first half plus year of the season. More than I expected them to win. I think even maybe right now they've already won more games than I thought they would. I thought they were going to really suck this year. So this has been a pleasant surprise for me in many, many ways. Dan Shaughnessy wrote today in the Globe that he texted with Cora on Thursday morning and pressed him a little bit. He says, "Have you been assured that ownership will resume spending like a big market team? Cora, my only two goals, winning and taking care of my family." Familiar. Mm. Mm. Shaughnessy, "Can I take that as a yes?" Cora, heart emoji.
Wow.
That's great.
I love that. I love
That's
Shaughnessy.
A good response.
I love Shaughnessy getting the heart emoji back and being like, "What the hell is this?"
Do you think it was just the regular red heart emoji? Was the heart hand emoji?
No.
Multiple purple hearts? You know, like the three hearts? Like you
Full heart.
That one?
Full just heart.
The regular old red one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big and bold.
Mm-hmm. I think it was like the two little hearts that are dancing.
The dancing hearts.
Yeah.
Shaughnessy goes on to say, "Okay, then. Let's see how things go between the now and Tuesday's trade deadline. Breslow Wednesday told Alex Speer, 'We're going to look at ways to improve the team. Sounds like buying rather than selling. Cora's had this group overachieving since April, and it's time his bosses backed him up with some full throttle spending.'" I wish he hadn't have said that at the end.
Oh,
I wish he hadn't
man,
have said that.
With the full
Cora, Cora, Shaughnessy knows how to twist that knife, doesn't he? Like,
yeah,
the full
does.
Throttle, you're just like, right. They are
Sorry
ready.
That makes me a bad person.
It does, Dan, but that's okay. I'm glad you're feeling better, and I'm glad you're writing again. But man, that at the end, oh, God. Because they have. They lied to us already once this year, didn't they? I mean, they lied right to about as blatantly as you possibly can. And that was not the chief baseball officer either. That was the owner. That was the owners telling you all this full throttle crap. And then they still didn't do it. So when the other guy, when the guy working underneath him starts talking and boasting and saying, "Oh, yeah, we're going to go out there and spend. We're going to get all these guys. We're going to help the team." How do you believe him? If you can't believe the owner, how can you believe the guy who works for him?
Right.
I mean, look, I don't... You're the one who sat in this studio a couple weeks ago and Cora lied directly to your face.
Sure did.
So, I don't really know what our starting point is.
It's hard to, I mean, and listen, Cora, you...
I was out that day.
You were out. I don't think you would have lied if you were here. I don't think you would have lied to your face
you
like
that. You
can't
lie to my face.
Well, I mean, I can, but I don't think Cora would have.
Jonesy told me that Cora can't stand you guys. Is that true?
No, that's Jonesy, I don't know.
Jonesy
don't
know said he gets those vibes that Cora does not like.
Maybe he does. I don't.
I think
personally.
I think Cora doesn't like Jones because who likes Jones? But like, I think he gets on fine with Mego, and I think I'm not sure. It's hard to say. Cora's very good in these interviews. He does a very good job. He communicates well. He makes it seem like he appreciates the questions. I don't know if he actually does. He probably doesn't. He probably thinks we're all a bunch of schmucks. But he doesn't act that way, I don't think. He's not outwardly like that. But either way, he's here, and he's here for a while. Travis Thomas, you on Nesson the other day.
Yep.
What is your co-host name? I'm sorry, I keep forgetting.
George Bellet.
George Bellet, that's right. And he does a great job, too. You guys were talking about the Cora extension, and you said you think this all ties into the Netflix special.
Yeah. So my analogy was the Red Sox feel like the little engine that could. Coming into this season, you just said it. You didn't have any expectations for this team. I don't think anyone did, which is also why that those poll results are not that shocking to me. But I just think all of us felt like this season was going to be a wash, right? So think about this from a Netflix standpoint, from a storytelling standpoint. You come in, expectations are low. The mighty Red Sox, that brand, is down. This team's a far cry from, you know, the glory days of yesteryear. And then the story begins. And all of a sudden, this team's overachieving, and they're winning games, and they're having fun. And Alex Cora is the conductor of the little engine who could. They could. So as time goes on, the season goes on, it's a better story.
The Netflix story goes on, right?
A better story. So what are you going to do at the deadline?
Wasn't there more drama if they leave him hanging, twisting in the wind? Like, wouldn't that be, you know, for the purposes of the Netflix thing anyway?
So that's
it wouldn't make him look good, but it would be better drama.
That's where I was going on Nesson,
right?
Which was, I think they will be buyers at the deadline. They will get in the postseason. We'll see what happens in a winnable American League. But I said on Nesson that I thought Alex Cora walking away at the end would be the dagger, right? And it's ridiculous that we would have to live through that. Sure enough, that's not going to happen. So that's the analogy I was making, that I think Netflix does play a role in management, in the brain trust, in the ownership, saying, hey, listen, guys, like, we're the Red Sox at the end of the day. We have cameras following this team around. We can't have egg on the face.
We're going to look like real a-holes.
That's right. That's where I was going with that.
Right. I think that's, you know, and listen, if that theory is right, and I kind of hope it is, if that theory is right, that's added pressure to add to the devil. I mean, that's much, much more added pressure because you look that much worse. And I also think it really deflates this whole Cora thing if you sign them to this big extension and then don't do anything at the deadline, and then they go in the crapper in the second half like they have the last 2 years. And it's like, oh, great, 3 more years of this, awesome. Like, that's, we didn't need to pay Alex Cora for this. Any manager could come in and do that. Like, you know, like, that's sort of, that would really almost undo the move, you know?
Yes, and that's why with our poll question of the day, I said that one of the reasons that I'm confident that they're going to continue investing leading up to the trade deadline, real investments, not just James Paxton picking him up off the scrap heap, quasi not real investments. But if it's about the Netflix documentary, let's get Netflix out here every season. You know, we'll have the Netflix Red Sox season 1, season 2, season 3. It's like, I don't know if you guys have seen this documentary that they have out on Netflix. I think it's Netflix right now. The Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
Oh, my wife
watches that.
Yeah, everybody's wife.
I walked in
it.
And she was watching. I was like, what's this? She goes, it's the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader thing. I sat down. She's like, no, I can't watch this with you.
Well, you know how much I've changed.
But it's like, do that with the Red Sox. Yeah. Just make it the Netflix Red Sox season 1, season 2, season 3, and just let that run as long as it can. Because I believe that it did make an impact on the way that they decided to do business, because they know this is a giant platform.
Yeah.
Bigger than Nesson, bigger than EEI.
Right.
This is something that can affect your brand depending on how you portray yourselves.
I'm proud of my growth because that that Cowboys series we're talking about, the cheerleaders, I would have watched that back in the day just off of me being a creep. However, now my wife's into it, and I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good on that. She's like, wait, you don't want to watch this? I'm like, no. I don't.
But it's not
have
like
other
a
things
sexy
to do.
Docuseries.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah. Yes, it's about is. Like there's one girl on the team who she, because you know they do the kick line. That's what they're famous for.
Right.
And then they go, they land in splits
right
on the ground. And apparently that
we
is
know,
like,
Mega.
That's the worst thing that you can, that's the worst thing you can do for your hips. They go to this one girl. This girl's 25 maybe,
yeah.
And she's had like 8 hip surgeries.
Wow.
She's walking around in a walker because she just had another surgery on her knee. It's like horrible.
Yeah, I'm definitely out now.
And those girls, I think that those women, I think they make like $500 a game.
They don't make anything. That's true. NFL cheerleaders make nights embarrassing.
They all have other jobs. One's an orthodontist. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
When Alex Cora lied to our face, when he walked in here and said, I told them at the beginning of the year, and listen, it's not even so much that he lied to our face, right? If he really told the Red Sox, I'm not talking contracts with you guys, he kind of lied to them too, right? Like if we believe he actually even ever said that, which I do. I don't think he just made the whole thing up. I think he went in there and said, hey, let's not talk about contracts. You know, let's just worry about the season. Wink. And that was it. And then, you know, the season went on and they obliged and they didn't do anything. And, you know, things kept going. And I don't know exactly what changed for them. And I don't know exactly what changed for Alex Cora. But it seemed like he was out of here. It seemed like he didn't want to talk to you. I'm not interested in negotiating. I don't even want to come to the table this year. All right. Don't even call me. I'm done with this place. I'm done with the way you guys do business. I'm done with you doing nothing at the trade deadline. This is it. I'm out of here. Let's not even talk. That's what it seemed like. I mean, that's
absolutely
what I think when I hear we're not even discussing my future and paying me. I don't even want to hear a number. He said, like, OK, that seems pretty adamant. That seems pretty definitive. Something changed, either with the team or with him, I'm not sure, but it seems like it changed with him because he was the one in here saying all that.
Yeah, I had been under the impression that if he was gone, it was because he wanted to go be a free agent and he wanted to maybe not get quite council money, but at least, you know, continue that market. And maybe it just came down to, he talks about the security of his family.
Right.
Maybe it came down to he felt like he got as close as he could here with the Red Sox. Maybe he really has a true investment in these young guys in the locker room and he wants to be the one to shepherd them through this, and those things all just lined up. I just wasn't sure. I do think that this tells us how he actually feels about El Presidente, as we christened him yesterday. Like, I do think that there is when he came in here, I know Jones and I agreed with this to a large part, and Arcan, I feel like you did too, that Breslow was just going to be another Heim Bloom, that he was just going to take the bullets for ownership and be their fall guy eventually. And now I'm wondering if, okay, you know, that maybe there is a relationship that can develop between these guys, and that's part of Cora deciding to be here for the next several years as well.
What do you think changed with Cora? Or do you think it was even him? Do you think it was the team or him that changed?
I think it was the team, the ownership. Listen, and clearly he does have a connection with these players because, look, and you brought up Craig Counsell. I'm glad you did it. I've been saying this. I think Alex Cora could easily be the highest paid manager in baseball had he hit the market. And listen, nightmare fuel for all of us is that he ends up in pinstripes. But there's other teams, there's other contenders that would love to have an Alex Cora. I'm going to tell you right now, if the Dodgers come up short again in the postseason, he could end up with that team. This guy has more career wins than Craig Counsell. He has a World Series. Counsell does not. And currently right now, I know things can change, but the Cubs stink. So Counsell's not even doing a great job. He had all the leverage in the world had he hit the market, I'm saying. You get this team into the playoffs. Everyone knows they overachieved in that case, or even close to the playoffs. Let's even say they don't make it, but they're fighting for that final wild card spot to the end. Cora hits the open market. Every single stinking team worth their weight in salt that's any good with big pockets, with deep pockets, would want him and would pay him and would make him the highest paid manager in the game. So the fact that he did not want to go to the market tells me the connection he has with the players, A, and B, kudos to the Red Sox for, hey, this is a negotiation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they still got what they wanted. He's not the highest paid manager in the game. He could have been had he hit the market. The Sox didn't want to spend that kind of money. They got him close to it, and they got the deal done. So I think it's a win-win for both sides.
All right, you mentioned the pinstripes. The Yankees in town for the weekend. We'll get to a preview of this series. Two teams spiraling, really. For the Yankees, it's been going on since the middle of June. For the Red Sox, it's more of a recent thing. Both of these teams trying to dig their way out of really, really tough starts to the second half. We'll get to your phone calls at 617-779-7937 right after this.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.